Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into one of the most talked about names in the entire market, Eli Lilly. This company just became the first pharmaceutical firm ever to hit a $1 trillion market cap. The stock has surged past $1,000 a share, and there's a lot of buzz around its obesity drugs, its pipeline, and even President Trump loading up on shares. But is Lilly still a buy at these levels, or has the market already priced in all the good news? Let's break it all down. So what exactly is Eli Lilly? It's a pharmaceutical giant headquartered in Indianapolis, founded way back in 1876. Over the last few years, though, it's transformed from a steady-eddy pharma stock into a high-growth powerhouse. The main driver? Its portfolio of drugs for diabetes and obesity, particularly Mounjaro and Zepbound. But as we'll see, Lilly is also making big moves into vaccines, infectious diseases, and hematology. This is a company that's not just riding one wave, it's building multiple growth engines. Let's get into the company profile. Eli Lilly discovers, develops, and markets human pharmaceuticals globally. It has a massive portfolio that includes treatments for diabetes, cancer, immunology, and now obesity. The CEO is David Ricks, and the company employs about 47,000 people. With a market cap now over $1 trillion, Lilly is the most valuable healthcare company in the world. Its beta is surprisingly low at 0.48, which means it doesn't move as much as the broader market. But don't let that fool you. The stock has returned over 430% in the last 5 years. Now let's talk revenue, because this is where the story gets really interesting. For fiscal year 2025, Lilly reported total revenue of over $65 billion. That's up from $45 billion in 2024 and just $34 billion in 2023. You're looking at nearly 50% revenue growth year over year. The vast majority of that comes from product sales, about $61 billion, with the rest from collaborations. Geographically, the U.S. dominates, accounting for about $43.5 billion, followed by Europe at $11.6 billion, and then Japan, China, and other international markets. The obesity and diabetes franchise is clearly the engine here, but Lilly is also expanding into vaccines and infectious diseases, with recent acquisitions totaling nearly $4 billion. Let's move to earnings, and specifically the Q1 2026 results, which were absolutely stellar. Revenue grew by 56% compared to the same quarter last year. That is staggering for a company of this size. Earnings per share came in at an impressive $23 for the full year 2025, and the momentum has carried into 2026. The company's net income for 2025 was over $20.6 billion, nearly double the $10.6 billion from the year before. Management highlighted that the strong performance reflects robust demand for their incretin-based therapies and continued execution across the pipeline. They also emphasized that they're investing heavily in manufacturing capacity to meet that demand, which is a good problem to have. On the Q1 2026 earnings call, management was very upbeat. They talked about how the company is not just a one-trick pony with obesity drugs. They highlighted progress in their hematology portfolio, including positive phase 3 results for pirtobrutinib in certain cancers. They also discussed the strategic acquisitions in the vaccine space, which they see as a natural extension of their capabilities. The tone was confident but measured. They know they have a window of opportunity, and they're investing aggressively to extend their lead. One key takeaway: management expects revenue growth to continue at a double-digit pace, driven by both volume and new product launches. Let's dig into the financial statements. The balance sheet is solid. Total assets stand at $100 billion, with cash and equivalents of $7.3 billion. Total liabilities are $86 billion, so the company carries some debt, but the debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 1.39. The current ratio is 1.5, and the quick ratio is 1.1, so liquidity is fine. On the income statement, gross profit margins are incredibly high at over 83%, and net profit margins are around 35%. That's best in class for Big Pharma. Operating cash flow for 2025 was $16.8 billion, and free cash flow was $8.97 billion. That's a big recovery from 2024, when free cash flow was only $414 million due to heavy capital spending on manufacturing. That CapEx is starting to normalize, which should boost free cash flow going forward. Now for the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Lilly has an incredibly strong product portfolio with Mounjaro and Zepbound, both of which are leaders in their categories. The company also has a robust pipeline, including retatrutide, which showed impressive phase 3 results that raised the efficacy bar for obesity drugs. Financially, the company is generating massive revenue growth and improving margins. Weaknesses. The stock trades at a high valuation, with a trailing PE of about 39 and a forward PE still in the mid-20s. That leaves little room for error. Also, the company is heavily dependent on its incretin franchise. If competition intensifies or if there are safety issues, it could be a problem. Opportunities. The biggest opportunity is the global obesity market, which is still in its early stages. Lilly is also expanding into vaccines and infectious diseases, which opens up new revenue streams. And with a $1 trillion market cap, the company has the financial firepower to make more strategic acquisitions. Threats. Competition is fierce. Novo Nordisk is the main rival, but there are also smaller biotechs developing oral GLP-1 drugs. Pricing pressure from regulators and insurers is another risk. And there's always the risk of clinical trial failures or regulatory setbacks for pipeline drugs. Let's look at recent performance. Over the past year, Lilly stock is up about 42.5%. Over 5 years, it's up an incredible 435%. But in the last week, it's pulled back about 2.9%. And over the last 6 months, it's only up about 1.8%. So the stock has been consolidating after its huge run-up. The stock hit an all-time high above $1,100 in late May 2026, and it's currently trading around $1,082. The forward PE has been compressing as earnings catch up to the price, which is a healthy sign. From a technical perspective, the stock is holding above its 50-day moving average, but the short-term momentum has stalled. Now let's get into valuation, because this is where the rubber meets the road. For a company like Lilly, the most appropriate valuation model is a forward PE approach, given the strong analyst coverage and reliable earnings estimates. The model confidence is high and the setup is clean. So what does the fair value look like? Using a forward PE target of 32, which is a premium to the industry but well below Lilly's historical peak of around 60, we get a fair value of about $426 per share. That's based on the forward earnings estimates. The current price is $1,082, which implies a slight discount. The DCF model, which we use as a supporting check, gives a fair value of about $1,426 as well after adjusting for the CapEx cycle and a lower discount rate. The blended fair value, which combines the forward PE and DCF, lands around $1,100 to $1,150. That's roughly in line with the current price. What drives this valuation? First, revenue growth. Lilly is expected to grow revenue at around 12% annually over the next few years, driven by obesity drugs and new launches. Second, margin expansion. As CapEx normalizes, free cash flow conversion should improve significantly. Third, the pipeline. Drugs like retatrutide and pirtobrutinib could add billions in additional revenue. And fourth, capital allocation. The company is buying back shares, which boosts EPS growth. Now it's worth noting that the sanity check passed, meaning the valuation is economically plausible for a growth pharma with these characteristics. But we're not talking about a screaming bargain here. It's more like fair value with upside potential if execution continues. So what's my take? Here's the verdict. Eli Lilly is a high-quality business with tremendous growth prospects, but the stock is not cheap. The upside case is clear. If Lilly continues to dominate the obesity market, expands into vaccines, and executes on its pipeline, the stock could easily trade higher. The risk case is that competition heats up, pricing pressure intensifies, or the pipeline disappoints. For a long-term investor, I think Lilly is a core holding, but you have to be patient. The stock could be volatile in the short term as the market digests the massive run-up. My trigger for buying would be on any significant pullback, say 10 to 15% from current levels. That would bring the forward PE down to the low 20s, which is a much more attractive entry point. And here's a concrete way to think about it. If you invested $10,000 in Lilly today, based on the base case valuation, in 5 years, that could be worth roughly $10,000, essentially flat in the base case. But if the company exceeds expectations and revenue growth accelerates, the upside could be much higher. So this is not a get-rich-quick stock. It's a compounder that you buy for the long haul. To wrap it all up, Eli Lilly is a phenomenal business with a dominant position in one of the fastest-growing markets in healthcare. The financials are strong, the pipeline is deep, and the management team is executing well. But the stock is priced for perfection, and that means you need to be selective about your entry point. If you're a long-term investor with a multi-year horizon, Lilly deserves a spot in your portfolio. Just don't chase it. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.